Welcome back to the Expect the Expected podcast. My name is Coop, and here I have...
Fester from the...
Welcome back to the Expect the Expected podcast. My name is Coop, and here I have...
Fester from the MJ Morning Show. Pleasure to join you.
Fester is actually out at some, like, Disney resort right now, like, pool hopping. So I have him on the phone, so he sounds like he's not in studio, that's why.
Yeah, I'm sitting at poolside at the Grand Floridian, which is a very, very swanky Disney resort. So if you hear some birds fly by in the background, or you hear some kids screaming, that's why.
So Fester, being the very good Big Brother fan that he is, still watched Big Brother last night. You did watch it last night, right?
Okay, so get this. I did not watch it as it happened.
Okay.
But I watched it. So we're recording this podcast on Monday. What's today's date?
The 12th.
The 12th. Okay, so we're recording this Monday the 12th, the morning after the Sunday show, and it's roughly 8:45 a.m., is that right?
Yeah, right on the dot.
Okay, so I watched it this morning on the CBS app, which is really amazing.
Oh, did you get Paramount Plus?
No, I downloaded the CBS app on my phone, and then made an account under a fake name. I went with the name Kyle Cooper.
Oh, okay, that's great.
And
way to steal my identity. That's awesome.
That's how I steal identity. I'm not looking for your banking information, primarily because you don't have that much. But I created an account under your name, and I was able to watch poolside about an hour ago. Actually, in the continental breakfast, or in the breakfast area, I enjoyed some breakfast this morning watching it on my phone, and I saw the whole debacle last night.
That brings us right into it. Frenchie's gameplay, like, we saw a whole season's worth of Big Brother in one episode.
Well, I want to feel bad for Frenchie, and I don't want to feel bad for Frenchie all at the same time. I could not imagine a more awful first HOH, and it's all his fault.
Everything was self-inflicted. Like, the way he played was just horrible. Like, you can't blame anybody but Frenchie.
He for quick recap, in the premiere episode earlier last week, Frenchie won first HOH. Frenchie, in basketball there's a term, ball too hard. He balled too hard right out of the gate.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing, because it's most of the super fans that play that way. It's the people that get in there and they just want to play, you know, right off the bat, and they give no time to let any other house guests relax, because you can tell the other house guests kind of wanted to settle in and, you know, get to know one another. Meanwhile, Frenchie's just being a warden of the Big Brother house, just going room to room. Just I don't know. I just thought it was very amateur the way he played.
You know, I mean, was it amateur or was it really, really professional? But it was too professional too early.
That's right. The strategy was good, but it should be a strategy that you stretch out over, you know, at least 2 weeks, not like 4 days. So that was a big, big part. I do like how he wanted to get the showmances out, because he wants to make good Big Brother game. He wants to make good TV. He wants to not have it be so predictable with the showmances. So I understood that aspect of it. So I kind of respected that. But I think he went about it in the total wrong way.
Well, also, Frenchie is too sensitive an individual for a guy who wants to position himself as a stone cold killer. He isn't.
Yeah.
He made a lot of promises to a lot of people, of which I don't think he kept any of them.
Oh no, maybe to some of the women, but even then, he was telling all the girls, "I don't want to put up a girl this week." And that brings us to the nominations. He nominated Alyssa and Kylan. By the end of the episode, we saw that he put them up on the block. And he even said that he didn't want to put up a girl, and he broke that. Mm-hmm. And on the live feeds, I'm pretty sure that he said he didn't want to nominate a person of color. That's what people were saying on, like, the live feed chat rooms and stuff. I didn't see it personally, but I think that was, like, a big one of his strategies for the week. So he broke both of his, promises when he put up the nominations.
Well, he made a bunch of promises. I would say those two promises were his biggest two promises.
Yeah. I mean,
to look at a house that's half female and to tell everyone in that group hey, I'm not nominating a female, he instantly won them over. When Aza was talking into the confessional booth, Aza was genuinely smitten with Frenchie about him saying that, which I thought was a really strong move, not being an alpha male dominating bullying through the first couple of weeks, getting out weaker people. Because, you know, I think Aza might have felt she was a weaker person. You know, granted, she was on his team. But for him to nominate Alyssa when there were other men available, and it's not even so much the person of color that I felt betrayed by Frenchie over, because that's half the house with the new CBS.
Yeah, with the new policy. Yeah.
So half the house is female, half the house is of color. So I think you know, putting, you know, nationality and races aside, the gender I feel is more predominant, and he alienated half the house instantly by putting up Alyssa.
Yeah, 100%. And you could see how confused she was when the pictures went up on the wall, because he even flat out promised her, hey, you're good. And she wasn't. She was not good.
I think he overplayed his hand when he assumed that there's a budding showman between Christian and Alyssa. You know, what's happening in this show now is friendships, you know, normal, straight, you know, male-female friendships are being misconstrued as showmances. Nobody was, you know, they were being friendly, but they weren't being showmancy.
No, not at all.
I felt that Frenchie did himself a wild, wild disservice.
Yeah, for sure. And then we saw last night that they had come up with a new challenge called the Wild Card Challenge. Of course, to shake things up, make things a little bit less predictable. The Wild Card Challenge, they took one nominated person from each group to play in the Wild Card Challenge. And whoever came out victorious had safety for the week. So we saw that Christian ended up being chosen from his team playing the challenge. And it was a challenge where they had to, like, grab things. Like, they had to make the least noise in three rooms of the house. And they had to grab, like, certain... It was like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, for a wallet, keys, and a phone after, like, a big frat party.
Yeah, exactly. So we saw that Christian, who Frenchie wanted to nominate initially, gained himself immunity. He was safe from the block that week. And then, to shake things up even more, they took out this wheel and got to spin to see how many people he could save from his group. It was 3-2-1.
He spun a one. So he picked Xavier.
Yeah, he picked Xavier, which I don't think... Was he a target? I don't believe they made it seem like Xavier was a target at all. They didn't really show Frenchie and Xavier talking to each other.
Okay, so before all of this happened, let's back up Frenchie's game, where I thought he... You know, for a guy who says he doesn't want to judge people or label people, he's really good at, or and doesn't want to be judged and labeled himself. He even calls himself a dumb redneck, dumb redneck farmer. He judged people right out of the gate by calling people meatheads.
That's true, and he learned his lesson with Brent when they were talking about Brent's dad and how, you know, people will stereotype Brent for being this, like, jock or this, like, total douche, and... I think that's when he did learn his lesson when he was talking to Brent, because Brent revealed that he lost his dad to suicide. And I think that made Frenchie think a little bit differently about people in the house, as far as the meathead aspect went.
You know, looking back at Frenchie's week, which is, it's going on as we're recording this podcast, it's a disaster. Only promise he should have made to anybody was, hey, I'm not putting up a female.
And there you go.
Protected.
Yeah.
He would have been protected for every female HOH moving forward. He could have had an alliance with him and the eight women, and then you just fight it out when it's time. Because, you know, given time, the women will devolve into cattiness or have animosity in their group after a month.
Yeah, because the women definitely every year... It doesn't look like it yet this year, but most every year the women try to make an all-women alliance, and then it just totally goes to hell. Like, it never, ever works out. Like, it's just amazing how it doesn't ever, it just falls apart. And I think maybe this year they're not even going to try. Like, they might not even just, they might not even attempt it.
Well, the teams are jeopardizing that right now. But mm-hmm. let's get through, you know, one whole team being gone, or, you know, four guys being gone, and the women seeing that they have an opportunity. There's going to be a female alliance. You watch.
Yeah.
But he screwed himself by putting Alyssa up. He could have put up Derek X. He could have put up Brent. The fact that Brent won him over with a, and, you know, forgive me for being a little crude, a sob story about his father's suicide, which is awful.
Yeah.
But don't think that wasn't as much gameplay as anything else.
Because even if it's sincere, it's still considered gameplay. Like, it can still be a tactic to get yourself further, and that's gameplay, especially, you know, in the Big Brother house.
Well, let's think back when Brent and Frenchie were talking in the HOH suite. First thing Brent did, and I don't know if you caught this, is that he complimented him on being a good dad, right? Oh, yep. And I have a family of my own. I wish I could be as passionate as you.
Yeah, which that's, I thought was a little weird, because they just met, so he doesn't even know what kind of person Frenchie is yet, so I just thought that was a little odd. It was a little bit too soon, I guess.
Yeah, total BS on Brent's part, knowing he had to save his ass. And then for him to drop his old man suicide, like, as I said before, it's awful.
Yeah.
But Frenchie got played by Brent when Brent should be on the block this week.
Yeah, I could totally see that. So if you want to... What?
Go ahead. If he would have put up Brent and Kylan, which I like Kylan a lot. I think Kylan's a really good guy. I really admire his charitable work that he does mm-hmm. outside of, out in his real life in L.A. But I can't say enough how much I think Frenchie screwed himself this week.
Yeah, he did for a Big Brother fan. He really did an awful job, to say the least. He really did a horrible, horrible job.
He made a final two with Big D, Derek F, Joe Frazier's son.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a final two with him. He made a pact with the girls. He said he wasn't going to put up anybody of color. As soon as he got in the house with his four people, without even knowing their names, he said, if I win HOH, you all are safe. So he promised safety to his whole group. He promised safety to everybody in the damn house, practically.
Like, yeah, like, who even... It was the move-in group, too. It wasn't even like it was his team. It was just the first four guys that he met. It's just like, why are you... If he's a Big Brother super fan, which he says he is, and I believe him, why is he making all the mistakes that a amateur person would make? You would think that maybe it's just that he's too excited to play. He's so excited. He just wants to get in there, make all the big moves. I think that was the only final two that we saw was between Frenchie and Derek F so far, Big D. I think that was the only final, which, you know, makes sense because they did move in together. They're on the same team. That is a little bit more cohesive than just the two other random guys that he had moved in with. So I thought that was a little, that's going to be broken. I'm 100% guaranteeing that that's going to be broken eventually.
Well, here's the issue with Frenchie is that he speaks quickly with whatever information is presented in front of him. He did not know that they were going to be on teams when he promised his entry group safety.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, so he didn't know that. So, you know what, yeah, if I'm a super fan, I've never seen teams before. You know, he didn't expect the unexpected. He assumed that everybody's going to be a free agent like they've been in the 22 seasons past. So, okay, you guys are all safe. Now we got teams and none of you guys are on it. Oh, crap, now my team's safe. That's half the house.
Yeah.
Now women are safe. That's three-quarters of the house. Now, of the four remaining, Christian wins immunity. Brent has a dead dad. You know, Xavier gets Brent's immunity, so that just leaves Kylan, and then he has to pluck a girl on a showmance that I'm not even convinced is brewing.
It's too early to tell if they were really in a showmance or not. They were just acting like friends, you know? How do you determine what a showmance is if they're just... I mean, maybe it was a little bit flirty, and maybe Frenchie's right that it probably would flourish into a showmance, But there's been seasons before where you think a showmance is going to happen, and then it just, you know, it turns a different way, and those people start talking to other people. I think that happened a couple seasons ago when, I don't know if you remember, Mickey, Jackson Mickey, and he was talking to one girl, yeah. And then eventually that just ended, up and ended, and he started talking to a different girl. So there's really no telling what a showmance is going to, you know, develop into. It's a good strategy, but I think it's too early to act on that strategy.
Yeah, and Frenchie not only alienated all the women, so they don't trust him, and I think all the women were untrusting of men in general, just because of how past Big Brothers have played out the first couple of weeks. I don't even know what his best angle is now, but Kylan's on the block, and Alyssa, which pisses me off personally, because Alyssa is from Sarasota, very close to our home base of the Tampa Bay area. She is, in my opinion, the second or third hottest person in the entire house.
Hey, you know what? And she was also wearing that USF hoodie. Special shout out to USF.
I saw her in a Tennessee t-shirt. I must have missed the USF hoodie.
I think when they were all in the room together talking about like the teams, and she thought that she had messed up. I don't know. She was wearing a green hoodie, and it said USF on it, so I thought that was pretty cool. Go Bulls!
That's awesome. Go Bulls. Let's talk about what I thought was the funniest part of the whole show, was the comp where you couldn't make any noise.
Yeah.
And the first thing they did was put a stack of cans right behind the entry door. I laughed every time. Did everybody knock that over? I think so.
I think they did. I don't think anybody was expecting that, just a stack of beer cans to be at the front of the door.
But Christian was a legit comp beast. I mean, I don't think Frenchie's wrong for targeting Christian. I think he's wrong for shooting his mouth off so much.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to our first question from a listener. We have a question, Fester. Ooh,
that would mean we actually have listeners. First of all, yeah. How do they get a hold of us, Scoop?
They can get a hold of us at expecttheexpectedpodcast@gmail.com.
You know, I cannot believe, I mean, honestly, for the life of me, I cannot believe that Gmail address was available. That is amazing.
Yeah, it actually was. We're one and only. So this comes from Heather from Orlando. She asked, and I think this is a good question for this week. If you were in the Big Brother house, what would be your strategy? Fester, I'll ask you first.
You know what? I think I half agree with Frenchie's strategy of befriending the females. You know, I think that's great, because it's a very diverse group of women, and I think they need to know that they have a partner, a man that they can trust in the house. So I agreed with Frenchie's strategy of befriending the females. Everything else, I would have shut up. I wouldn't have promised anybody else any safety. I wouldn't have said the words "you're good," or
yeah,
"we're straight," or all those, you know, all those little things that lead people to believe that they're safe.
Yeah.
You know, if HOH tells me, "Hey, we're good," that means you are not going to put me up.
Yeah.
And you know,
exactly.
I think I would have just stuck with, I know I'm not going to be putting up a, you know, tell all the women, because if you tell the women I'm not putting up a female, they're going back to their team. Just like, was it Mary Beth, the voice actress?
Sarah Beth.
You know, she went back to her team and says, yeah, he said all the women are safe. He said, I'm safe. And Alyssa's like, yeah, I'm safe too. So that's why Christian played. Remember,
yeah,
they said, Christian, you should play. He's gunning for you. And Christian was surprised. But I don't think Christian's the super best player. You know,
yeah.
But right now he's being badged as the biggest threat, and he might go fairly far in this game. So I hope I answered Heather's question. I would probably keep my mouth shut. More would be my strategy right now. Less is more right now.
Especially when you first move in, because you don't want to be the person that, you know, you don't want to make too big of an impression on anything. You don't want to be the best social person. You don't want to be the best comp beast, because then people are automatically... People like to organize. I think biologically people just like to categorize people. So when they see a characteristic that sticks out, somebody in that house is going to acknowledge that. And then, especially with the team aspect, they're going to run back and tell their team. So then that's four people that are talking about you and trying to play against you. So I think I would do the same thing. I would think I definitely would lay low. I mean, I think develop a better social game at first rather than focus on being a competition beast or something like that, because you just don't want to be the person that sticks out. So, Heather, yeah. Thank you for sending in an email. And if you have a question, email us, expecttheexpectedpodcast@gmail.com.
Well, I have one point I'm really interested to know your opinion on, but who is right now, knowing that we've seen two episodes, essentially, you know, of the show, the introductory episode where we really didn't get to know anybody very mm-hmm. well, and this episode, which still, we really don't know anybody super well yet, who's your least favorite person right now? I have a person that instantly rises to the top for me.
My least favorite person, I'm going to go with the person who really hasn't made an impression on me yet. They haven't stuck out. Actually, I probably have two people. I'm going to say Derek X and Whitney.
Okay. You and I are no longer friends.
Because
remember earlier I said Alyssa is probably the second or third hottest person in the house?
Yeah.
Whitney is the first.
Okay, I get that, but her face was so shiny. She has great skin, but her face was so shiny on that episode.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought that up. I was looking at it, too, this morning. I'm like, holy crap. Did she stop putting canola oil on her face?
I know. I didn't understand what that was.
One of my favorite females solely because, and this is going to be totally, listen, if you're mad at me for saying it like this, please send us an email. But I appreciate, as a heterosexual male, I appreciate good-looking women in the house that stay. So I want to see Alyssa go as long as she can. I want to see Aza go as long as she can. I want to see Whitney go as long as she can. I can't think of her. I want to see Hannah go as long as she can. I want to see Sarah Beth go as long as she can. I think those are the guys that are
You do love Sarah Beth.
You know, I kind of have a little crush on her, but not as big as my crushes on Whitney right now. My least favorite person in the house, without a doubt, is Claire.
I can agree with that. I don't understand what she's about either. And she seems like she's going to be one of those people that are like wanting other people to make big moves, but she never does.
Yeah, I have very little use for Claire. But as of right now, 2 weeks in or two episodes in, Claire is my least favorite. So vetoes are what, Wednesday?
Yep, we'll see the power of veto on Wednesday on CBS, of course. And then we'll see the first live eviction of this season Thursday night at 8, I believe.
All right, so who do you think of this group goes home? If noms don't change, who goes home?
I don't see noms changing. I don't see either of the two people on the block getting safety. I don't see anybody taking anybody down. So if the nominations were to remain the same, I see Kylan going home. I think Alyssa would be able to woo people over.
You know, I think Alyssa would get the two guys from her group and all the females. You know, Kylan, even though he's a really nice guy, if noms don't change. But here's the kick in the head. What if, and this is totally speculative, I mean, what if Christian is picked to play Vito and wins? He takes his girl down.
Yeah, that's true.
And then somebody like Brent or Derek X, who I think is a weaker or not as alpha. I shouldn't say weaker as in, you know, I mean weaker like not as alpha male. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? You know,
yeah.
He's not as, you know, but if Alyssa somehow makes it off the block, which I see as a possibility, think about it. Even if Xavier wins the veto, right? Alyssa's on his team. You know, or even if Xavier wins the veto, he really should do what Christian would want to do with it because Christian saved Xavier.
Yeah, it's really not even about alliances anymore. It's really about the team. So that's really going to be, you know, an unexpected outcome for whoever gets nominated on the block.
in a perfect world scenario, I would like to see Alyssa taken off the block for totally selfish reasons. I wouldn't mind seeing Brent put on the block. I wouldn't, you know, I would rather see Brent put on the block more than I would Derek X right now. And I just want to say this. We're two episodes in. I have a little crush on Derek Frazier, Big D.
Oh, I love him. He's by far my favorite. By far my favorite.
Yeah, I want to be very deliberate with the word crush, but if Derek F moved really far in this game or ultimately won, I would think that would be awesome.
I hope he makes it far too. I think that's who I really want to see. That's who I'll put money on. I'll put money on him.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, I originally thought Frenchie. I didn't give him any benefits because I thought his name is ridiculous. Bob, because his last name is French, they call him Frenchie. Please,
yeah.
You know, as he, you know, he's a great French kisser because his mama told him. I want to like Frenchie, but I just think he got himself in a jam and he's thinking too hard.
Yeah, I don't see him getting out of this jam. I don't see it.
Do you want to make a bet? A legit bet that we'd have to actually pay up on.
Okay.
If Frenchie is not saved somehow, like by winning an immunity or, you know, because next week Frenchie's going to have to play in that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you, unless Frenchie wins safety, he's on the block next week.
100%. I agree. I think he is going to be in the number one target. And it'll be an easy target. It won't anger anybody. It won't get blood on anybody's hands because I think everyone's in agreement that he's got to go.
I don't want to say the word lied, but he lied to everybody. I mean, he didn't live up to what he said he was going to do, which in the Big Brother house is the same as lying. All right. So when's the next episode?
So the next episode will be Friday. We'll release it Friday after the first live eviction of the season. So I'm excited for it.
Okay. I wasn't very talking about the next episode of this terrible podcast. I was talking about the next episode of Big Brother. Next episode is Wednesday.
Next episode of Big Brother will be Wednesday, July 14th. It'll be the Power of Veto episode, so we'll see if nominations stay the same or if they will get changed up.
Before we go, I just want to reiterate, there's not a word in the English dictionary right now that does justice for how much I don't like Claire.
That's pretty bad because there's some bad words in the English dictionary.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sure she's a lovely person in, you know, the eyes of somebody, but I'm not one of them.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the Expect the Expected podcast. You can get a hold of us at expecttheexpectedpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Fester, for taking time away from your family and have a great rest of your vacation.
I am about 20 feet away from a hot tub, which I will be sitting my big butt in about 35 seconds.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we will be back on Friday.